I'll get a chance to talk football with this guy, Brian Billick from the NFL Network, Super Bowl champion coach. We like to always say you're a smarter football fan after you listen to Brian Billick, and he joins us now. Coach, good morning.
How are we doing today?
Brian, we're doing great. It was always great to catch up with you, my friend. Hey, you know, as you're going through kind of these processes that are going on in the NFL right now, and what's going on here with the Denver Broncos, you know, all three pillars I talk about all the time, the ownership pillar, the general manager, the scouting pillar, the coaching pillar, like, how important is it for all those three pillars to be on the same page when building an organization, a championship type of organization like you guys had in Baltimore?
Well, it's huge. It's the only way to have success, that you have to have the unified vision. Now, that doesn't mean you always agree. It doesn't mean you don't scrimmage things around and disagree and have to adjust. But at the end of the day, those decisions, those final decisions, have to come from a unified vision as to not just what you want to get done. Everybody wants to win. But how we're going to do it, the kind of personality, and what's the demeanor of this team, what's the culture of this team, that has to disseminate from ownership to general manager to personnel to the coaching staff all the way down to the players. And if it's disjointed, if it's not unified, then the players get a mixed message, and that's no way to win.
Yeah, how big of the challenge? I don't know if you know how well you know George Payton, but how big a challenge do you think that is here in Denver with the unknown ownership kind of situation, and then you come into a situation and you automatically take Vic Fangio and his coaching staff? Like, how big a job is that, and how well do you know George Payton?
Well, you know, how long and how tough is it to develop a good marriage? You know, it's the same thing. It's obviously going to be some adjustments. They're going to have a lot of conversations, be around one another, really face the crucible of the tough decisions. That's where you really grow as an organization and show that you do have that same vision. It does make it a little more complicated, when the ownership situation is somewhat in flux. When you add another person to Nick, because now you got ownership, you got general manager, you've got the head coach, and you also have, John Elway. So, obviously, it's great to have a mix, but if you have too many bodies, too many chefs in the kitchen, so to speak, it obviously, common sense says, it's harder to mesh a larger group of people with that unified vision than a more central core of leadership. So, yeah, there are going to be some challenges.
But what's your 38,000 foot view, there you go, of what the Broncos are doing right now, and Elway still being involved, and Fangio having input into the hiring of a general manager. Does it feel like something that can work, or does it seem a little muddled to you?
Sure it does, yeah. I mean, when you talk about adding someone to the mix, to the marriage, and you have an existing coach, then, yeah, he's got to have some input. Again, not going to have the final say. And that's something that obviously John's got to sort through, and however management or ownership wants to deal with it. But you want that kind of input, because at the core, even though ownership and general manager and the coach have got to kind of be on the same page and have the same shared vision, it's going to be up to the general manager and the coach on a day-to-day basis to put the things together. And so that better be, you know, yeah, absolutely, Vic Fangio needs to have some input, not the final say, but some input in terms of who's going to be in that position, because that's who he's going to have to deal with on a day-by-day basis. And you certainly want to have some input from a guy to find out, hey, do you think you guys can get along and have that shared vision?
So they've got one huge decision. I mean, a lot of decisions to make, but one huge decision is the decision on Drew Lock. What are they going to do? Young quarterback, multiple different systems since college. You know, it's really interesting having a conversation with him before doing a game, him talking about, hey, in college, we just ran 7-man protections and we threw it deep and I didn't have to know protections. I didn't have to understand hot routes and I didn't have to, I mean, it was not part of the college system. So we know there's a huge learning curve here. How do you assess Drew Lock's progression so far in 2 years and the decision they're going to have to make there? How would you handle that?
It is a tough one because right now, and we've always said, you know, it's tough to determine how a quarterback's doing separate from what's going on around him. And what's going on around him has been a lot. It has been in flux. And right now, the jury's still out on Drew Lock. There are times he looks good. I mean, when you look in the totality, and that's the hard thing, because in the totality, it's been in and out of the lineup and different systems. It's, you know, it's hard. At the end of the day, he's a sub 60% guy. He's a one touchdown, one interception guy. And that's not good enough. I'm just talking about off the 2020 season. So you have to look and say, okay, was that because of what was going on around him? Was that because of the change in what they're doing? Or was this what this guy is? And that's, they're the only ones that can really know that, because they see that on a play by play, day by day situation practice to recognize if Drew Lock really is that guy or not. You know, Bill Walsh was very much a believer that by the 25th, 26th, 27th start, you know, on a guy. Might be earlier, but if he's not showing he is the guy, well, the guy's got 18 starts right now. So I think we still have some time, with some consistency in what they're doing offensively, wrap some better players around him to see if he is the guy. That's the tough decision right now for Denver, because they've got to make that decision. Do we give him that next growth year going into year three with some more stability to get to that 25th, 26th, 27th start? Or do we have to make that decision now because there's some other alternatives that we think might be better?
Visit with Brian Billick with the NFL Network. And when it comes to George Payton, the only thing we really have to go on is his time spent in Minnesota working with Rick Spielman. As you look at the Vikings and the way that they have done business over the years, and the identity, the philosophy that you have picked up on, to give us some sense of maybe what Payton will be like here with the Broncos, what jumps out at you?
Well, obviously the Vikings have been a good, solid organization, and they've worked the integration between ownership, the general manager, and Rick Spielman, and Coach Zimmer. So he's coming from a model where, you know, that's a good working relationship. But it ultimately hasn't come together. Can it be a Super Bowl? Well, we'll see. But they structurally have done a good job, and they've been a good, solid winning team. So, yeah, I think you can think that Patton's going to come in and kind of go, yeah, this is the, I recognize that this is the way we have to be, that we've got to have this kind of relationship, and he's going to nurture that with Vic Fangio.
Coach, I always enjoy the time working when being able to speak with you. I know you're working a lot with X-Tech equipment, and I have a son who's getting ready to play high school football. A lot of football coaches out there listening. Tell us a little something about it.
Yeah, I mean, I've been very proud of my ownership position in the X-Tech pads. Bob Broderick and Teddy Monica have done an incredible job over the 8 years. We're the number one pad in the National Football League. People like George Kittle, DK Metcalf, Josh Allen, Aaron Donald. Elite college programs like Oklahoma, Notre Dame, Ohio State, replete with the pad. And we've evolved over the 8 years now, particularly that we have that digital base, database that where the pads for the athletes are based on age, level of play, position, injury history, height, weight, the things that you should on this all important piece of equipment, 100% American made. I mean, particularly for our young people, and they are available to the high school players now. You got a young player playing this game. It's a great game, but you got to protect them. You got to have them in X-Tech pads.
Enter the promo code COACH21 for 10% off your next order. Coach, always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
All right, guys.
Brian Billick from the NFL Network.